Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins a national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Good morning. Yeah, I thought we were going to have a pretty interesting show because of the solar eclipse and because we are live at two different locations today. I, Phil Elson, am at the Party Place location in Conway on Oak Street. It's just off the interstate. Matt Jones is in the Party Place location in Fort Smith behind Ashley Furniture on Rogers Avenue. But then the weekend happened. Yesterday happened. Last night happened. And things have taken a little bit of a different turn than I might have expected. As you come in here, and a good morning on a Monday, Matt Jones, Kristen Johnston. How you doing today, Matt?
It's a beautiful day, April 8th. We got the sun shining. Everybody's going to be able to do what they need to do, I think. So I think the weather's cooperating. Got a good place here at the Party City. Got some good giveaways. It's going on.
Well, it has been I don't even know if it's been 24 hours. The first time I'd heard the name John Calipari dropped with the Razorbacks would have been last week, Friday. Mason from Conway is texting in about it right now. He says to me, what are you going to do when we announce Coach Cal as our head coach? He sent that in on Friday at 12:48. I answered back, Calipari? He says, wouldn't it be wild? And then said it would be a Hunter Yurecek mic drop. There is no microphone now. That's the first time I heard about it. And then yesterday, you know, a few things start getting thrown around. Heard Chris Beard was still a candidate for the head coaching position, but that John Calipari was the top target. And although nothing's confirmed, enough journalists who have multiple sources are saying this is the real thing. So there, I have no reason to believe this is not going to happen. Matt Jones, I did not have. This is amazing when you think about this. It all started with SMU firing Rob Lanier, hiring Andy Enfield away from USC. USC hires Muss away from Arkansas. Now the Razorbacks are taking John Calipari, and that opens up Kentucky. It's just each job you know, that opens up is more of a shock, one right after the other. And there's a lot, you know, a lot of conversation on what this means, Arkansas taking a coach away from Kentucky, even if many of their fans were ready to cut the tie. But Matt Jones, what do you think about John Calipari as the head coach of Arkansas Razorback men's basketball?
Well, you know, you can win the off season and you can make a splash, and that's what Arkansas is trying to do. You know, it's a top tier SEC program. You're getting a Hall of Famer, right? If you're talking about, you know, we don't do a whole lot of list on this show, like a top four list, like a Mount Rushmore or a top five. Every once in a while, we'll do them. But if we were to do one with college basketball, Phil, I don't know how you have one that's doing a top five coach in college basketball without John Calipari on the list. I mean, he is. Last time he's been to a Final Four was 2015, I believe. So it's been a while. I think change is good. What's he been there? 15 years? Maybe it's good for a change of scenery. He knows the SEC. He wins. I mean, he's a winner.
Well, I mean, he's now the only head coach that has been to a Final Four that's been an Arkansas Razorback coach since Nolan. And to me, that's got to stand for a little bit of something right now. I know it's been a while, and I know Kentucky has had, you know, disappointing March after disappointing March since that Final Four. But, man, I mean, there's just a lot to get into as far as what this means for Arkansas basketball. For one, you realize everybody is talking about this. Everybody is talking about this. This is the day of the national championship game, and nobody's talking about UConn versus Purdue. Nobody. This is the day after the women's championship game, and not as many people are talking about South Carolina, and certainly it seemed like more people were interested in talking about Caitlin Clark than an undefeated South Carolina national champion. That's all kind of been pushed to the side. Now, the game tonight is the game tonight, and that obviously is a big deal, and people be excited about that. I am too, but you know everybody inside the Arizona Cardinal Stadium today, Matt, they're all going to be buzzing about this. They're all going to be buzzing about John Calipari and Arkansas. Yeah, they'll be talking about what it means to Kentucky as well, but in one move, now I know it's bigger than just a little move, but in one move, Arkansas Razorback athletics, not just basketball, but athletics too, has now been on the lips of everybody that pays attention to sports. Like, not even just college sports. This is nationwide. Arkansas right now is getting the most conversation. And then, Matt, there's what it means for the near future for Arkansas basketball for this next season. And it's fascinating to think how quickly Cal's got to put a team together, because I think there's only two players that you got potentially under scholarship: Isaiah Elohim and Trevin Brazil. Tremont Mark went into the portal yesterday. I wonder if he's rethinking that, or even if he's being offered to rethink that. You get this great signing class that Kentucky had under John Calipari. How many of those kids are going to follow him here to Arkansas? And then what it takes to get a coach like that to come to Arkansas too. It's just a lot to get to over 3 hours, Matt, and I just don't think a lot of it's going to be about the national championship game either.
Yeah, no, I'm very interested to see. You know, this is a job you have to think that it's 5, 7, 8 year type of gig for him. Everywhere he goes, he has athletes. That's one thing we talk about these Kentucky teams. The last few years, they're athletic. That's for sure. Then you got to get a couple guys that understand basketball. You look at that. We talked about this with Musville not this last year, but 2 years ago. Four NBA guys on that team, right? And you have some success. You got to have some dudes. The year that, that Coach Cal won his national championship, 2012, seven NBA guys on that roster, including the Hall of Famer and Anthony Davis. And I know he's not Anthony Davis will be an NBA Hall of Famer. So he has studs, John Wall, Derrick Rose. You just go down the list. Marcus Camby, everywhere he goes, Boogie Cousins. I mean, he gets them. So it's going to be interesting. And usually, you know, you don't really struggle to get talent up on the hill. So I think he'll bring some guys in.
I saw where 30% of the players that were on the NBA All-Star rosters this year, 30% of them played for John Calipari. Just digest that for a moment, the kind of talent. You got great talent that's come from Arkansas that's already in the NBA. Well, that's not 30% of the NBA All-Stars. It's a different kind of talent, I think, that you can attract to Arkansas now. Now, that also potentially goes along with maybe looking at the in-state kids, too. I mean, the really good in-state kids, but Cal's brought them from coast to coast to play for him at Kentucky and at Memphis, too. So and it'll be fascinating. I mean, every year he's put practically a new team together, but of course it's been through freshman recruiting. This is going to be a fast moving week. Now, I don't know when the press conference would be to introduce Cal, or even if the contract is signed and you put a press release out or whatnot. But I know now that there are a lot of decisions for these kids to make who had signed to play for John Calipari. And remember this idea, like, are you signing to play for the school? Are you signing to play for the logo? Or are you really signing to play for the coach? And I think it's going to be a lot of these kids that make their decision that we're going to play for Kentucky this next year, that'll kind of answer the question for us. In my mind, I'm thinking most of them, we're going there to play for John Calipari, just like a lot of kids were coming to Arkansas to play for Eric Musselman. Look at Josh Cohen, the kid from UMass that was committed to play at Arkansas. No, it was really he was committed to play for Eric Musselman. And there's got to be a good chunk of these kids on the Kentucky's incoming class that were like, I'm playing for John Calipari. That's the guy that has gotten 30% of the 2024 All-Star rosters, you know, to where they are, or at least gotten them to a place where they can also get the second contract, which he's been so open about. So, man, I mean, that question will be answered. Are they coming to play for the program? Are they coming to play for the coach? Man, I think they're playing for the coach.
Yeah, I think in-state kids more might have a little bit. It might be a little different where you might kind of, you know, want to play for the Hogs. But to your point, Phil, Hunter Dickinson was going to go to Kentucky or Kansas, you know, and because of the work that Calipari, he's put a lot of big men to your thing. You just said 30% of the roster. I think that's what holds a lot of weight with these kids. They want to make it to the next level, and so you're going to be able to get names like that when a guy that's a number one, number two, number three guy in the transfer portal. I think Coach Calipari does a really good job, just like Mus, as far as evaluating athletes. You got to be halfway athletic. He's not going to play zone defense. You know what I mean? Just like Mus isn't going to play. I mean, I'm not saying they won't go play it, but that's just not who they are, that down to their core. And Mus didn't have the horses last year, so he had to do zone, and you could see it was hurting him. Every time, you couldn't guard anybody. And so hopefully, and then you say the same thing with Kentucky. They had a lot of talent, a lot of freshmen. It's tough to play defense when you're freshmen. And you look at these rosters, Purdue and UConn, they got a lot of upperclassmen on that roster. So you're going to have to find a good mix. No doubt in my mind that, you know, Coach Calipari's a Hall of Fame coach. So it should be fun, man. I mean, you got to be excited if you're an Arkansas Razorback basketball fan.
And this is not even the end of what's been a ridiculously crazy 2 weeks since the Hunter Yurecek video with the getting on the bus with Eric Musselman still driving. Hey, you're still here. What does this mean? You get the podcast he was on last week, in which it really felt like he was also kind of helping open the door for Mus and giving him a little nudge out the door. You get Mus signing the contract on Friday or on Thursday, and had the press conference with all the right things to say on Friday. And then there was what felt like a crazy couple of days in which we felt like the top candidate potentially was Chris Beard. And he said, I guess no. But then maybe he said, maybe I'll think about it a little bit more, because I'd also heard that Beard was still being targeted as a candidate if Cal didn't happen. It didn't seem like people were really all that excited about Jerome Tang or Darryl Walker. And, you know, from the outside looking in, there just was a lot of pressure that was being thrown, or shade that was being thrown, towards Hunter Yurecek. We've got to at least take a step back now and pays, I think, proper dividends to Hunter Yurecek, who, man, if he orchestrated all this exactly the way he thought it would go, I'd like to see the crime novel he's able to write as an author, because this is, I couldn't imagine anybody would have thought this is exactly the way it would have gone. A head coach that had helped Arkansas basketball get back too close to the level that you were used to, and lose him, and thinking, man, how are you going to be able to rebuild this? And then you bring in a coach that's taken three teams to the Final Four. Shocking. It's shocking to see the movement over these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, I think it's time for a change. What's Calipari had, like one NCAA tournament win the last 5 years? Something that was, not up to his standard. So maybe it's good. Maybe it's good for a change for everybody involved.
That's what it does feel like.
And you talked about the dominoes. Well, does an SEC guy go to Kentucky? Nate Oates from Alabama? Does Bruce Pearl? Does Chris Beard? You know, does somebody end up going to Kentucky? Is it ACC or SEC, or do you go somewhere else?
You know what, Matt? You're right. It's like I remember the thought of, well, if Enfield goes to SMU and that opens up Southern California, I think Mus may end up going there. Well, how many other programs now that have become established under their current head coaches now would be shaking a little bit at the idea that Kentucky is coming calling without having to pay, I think it was a $33 million buyout to Cal, that there is no buyout if he takes another job, not for him. Alabama's got to be a little bit nervous about that. You know, if you want somebody that's shown the ability to win in the Southeastern Conference, has done it now for 5 years, taken a program to their first ever Final Four, would Nate Oates be a good fit at Kentucky? You would have thought that would Kalen DeBoer leave a team that he takes to a national championship game? Well, if it's a job like Alabama, you can't say no. Kentucky may be one of those jobs.
I don't know if you leave Alabama just taking them to a Final Four. I'm sure they'll reach out to him. I think of people like McDermott that you talked about at Creighton. I'm a Shaka Smart fan at Marquette. So those are – it's. Don't you think they get – I mean, they get whoever they want, right? They're only going fishing for blue chippers, for five stars, for Galactico coaches. They're not going to go get somebody that isn't a proven winner.
Yeah. Well, you know what else? I mean, you got also, for paying dividends to Hunter Yurecek, John Tyson, who is, from all the reports, really good friends with Hunter Yurecek, has as much to do with this happening as I guess anybody else. And there's going to be NIL funds that come along with this, an $8.5 million salary with incentives tacked on. Just kind of amazing.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contests out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit ArlingtonHotel.com for more details. That's ArlingtonHotel.com.
A little irony in the topics of conversation for you today, if you want to bring them both together here, Matt. I think I mentioned to you, John Calipari is from Pittsburgh, just like me. A little ironic that he coaches his last game for Kentucky in Pittsburgh. That's where their NCAA tournament loss occurred. And the part of town he's from, he's not actually from the city. He's from a township that's right outside Pittsburgh. It's connected to the town, and it's where the airport's located. He's from Moon Township. Here on Eclipse Day. Seems to fit fairly well.
What was Keith Moon? Was he a drummer for The Who?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Warren Moon, great quarterback.
Oh, QB Houston Oilers, man. Just get it done. Where did Warren Moon, was he a Washington?
Washington, yeah.
That's right.
And then
okay.
CFL. I don't remember the team that he had all the success with in the CFL first.
You got Todd Day. I mean, I guess, are we doing all just moon things?
So. Yeah. I didn't even think that would be a topic today, but it can work. Taking calls and texts on the McLarty Daniel hotline, 877-377-6963. Cabbage Head is with us first. Good morning, Cabbage Head, and happy Eclipse Day. How are you?
You too, Phil. You guys, I got in a little late last night, and I heard the news, but I'll get off here. You probably know, but what... And so you already mentioned it. There's not a buyout to get him to Arkansas.
Nothing.
So that means nothing. Okay, how does that work? Did Arkansas come up with a big? How much was Muffs making? And then how much we play in Calipari?
Double.
I mean, did Arkansas alumni come up with a bunch of money? Or
it seems
or
like it's about. It seem Cabbage Head. It's about twice of what Muffs was making. What was
it's
it?
A little under twice. Yeah, it's a little
4.2.
Under double.
4.2, yeah. There was a $1 million buyout from Muss if he left. So they're getting $1 million from USC for that buyout, and then they don't have to pay a single thing to Kentucky. Nothing. What Kentucky does is they get out from underneath the mountain.
They had a 33, right?
Yes. Well, there was a mountain of pressure just because of all of the first and second round tournament losses and the feeling that maybe they needed a change of direction. But, yes, it would have cost $33 million for Kentucky to rid themselves of John Calipari and the Hogs, I guess. Well, there's a lot of fans for Kentucky that didn't want him anymore. They're happy about this. This is a chance for them to start fresh, as Arkansas starts fresh, too. And Kentucky pays no buyout for this. The Hogs make like $1 million for losing Muss and pay Calipari, I think it's $8.5 million. There, as I'm reading, and it's just reading, we don't know what the contract exactly says. It's just what writers are saying here. Elevators for incentives, and then supposedly, and this has to go along with it. If you're bringing in, I think, any coach to this level now, they want to know how much money am I working with that I can pay the players. And I think with Kentucky, it all went through Cal. All of it went through Cal. So that's a huge part of it. As I understand, it's supposed to be a $6 million fund for NIL, which ought to get you a pretty good, talented basketball team.
Man, the landscape of college sports has totally changed. You'd have to think, too, Phil, I saw it was 5 or 7 kids that were going to be coming into the University of Kentucky. You have to think we know we'd know the value, right? Like Hunter would, if you're going to hire John and pay him this money, well, what was the value that you're paying these 7 kids to come to your university? Because you already brought this up, and I think 80% of these kids go to play for the coach. Just as much as anything. So how much was he going to pay? Is that how much that is, $6 million to get those 7 kids?
I don't know. That's a very good question. But as you said, the college sports have changed dramatically.
It's crazy, dude. It's just you can't even if you can't even wrap your mind around 5 years ago to right now, like how just drastic it's changed.
I would have, it has to be $6 million a year. That's what it has to be. If you're talking NIL, which for 13 scholarships, it's wild to think of the amount of money that you might be paying to a single player, but that's what it takes too. And apparently, that's also what it takes to get John Calipari to coach here. It's not just the $8.5 million, because I think he was making 10 at Kentucky. You have to know that you have. The word is resources. Resources is money. That's what it is now. And it's not just a resource to feed kids properly. It's not just a resource to travel first class. It is flat out cash handout. Here you go. Play here. Be a Razorback. And that's why I'm the coach here.
And I like it if what you're saying is true, that, yeah, okay, if he was making 10 at Kentucky, he's making a little over 8 here. But it's incentive-based, where if you make a Final Four, it's another mill. If you win a national championship, it's another. So you win an SEC, I do like that. So he's still – and $8 million is a lot of money. But there has to be incentives to, you know, if you win the SEC tournament or if you win the SEC regular season title, you know, there's a little bump. You make it to a Final Four. That's what the one thing that you look at Muss, and man, how quickly it's changed where nobody's talking about Muss anymore, right? It's
kidding.
That happened over
who?
That happened overnight, but he didn't hang a banner. He did not win a regular season title. He didn't win an SEC tournament. He didn't make it to a Final Four. You know, he as good as it was, he didn't hang a banner.
Cody's in Fort Smith. He's next on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Good morning, Cody. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. It's an interesting day for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. So just kind of piggybacking on resources, one of the things I'm curious y'all's take on is looking at Arkansas as a program as a whole rather than just John Calipari. And what it looks like to me is Arkansas saying, hey, we're now here with the big boys. We're 1C, Kansas, Kentucky, Arkansas, in terms of resources willing to put out for a basketball program. And my question is, do you think this is a one-off, or if the culture ensues with winning like we hope it will, you know, when this job comes available in, let's say, 5 to 8 years when he decides to retire, are we bidding for the next Nate Oates or, coaches of that stature whenever we get ready to go for another one? Is this more about our program and saying that, hey, we're here to play some ball, some hog ball, or is this just about John Calipari?
Well, Cody, that's a good question, and I think that the relationship between Calipari and John Tyson has to be at the forefront here. If there isn't a friendship, and I mean a deep friendship between those two men, then I don't know if this happens. From what I'm reading, it's just that Mr. Tyson is putting quite a bit of his own money, of his own personal money, into this specifically. If that's the NIL fund, or if that's however much of the salary is going to him, you know. But I think what happens after Calipari is the coach here is really just up to whatever happens while he's the coach. You know, I can't imagine that it's going to be a program that isn't winning basketball games at a pretty high level. We'll see what happens in March. But, I mean, even with the lack of postseason success right now, Matt, you get a coach that's been winning a lot of the regular season. They're pretty good this last year up until losing their last two games in the SEC tournament and the NCAA tournament. But I've always thought, and I remember saying this when Muss looked like he was ready to leave, I thought this was Arkansas was the best job open during this cycle. And very well may still be. I know Kentucky, you know, stands for itself. But obviously Cal views this program in a very certain way, because I'm sure he's got friends at plenty of other places that would like to have him as a head coach. But he's choosing Arkansas. I think he views the program in a very specific way. And that's got to stand for it. But Matt, I also think the personal relationship between these two men has to be a big reason why Cal's going to be coming here. But as far as what happens in 5 years or 6 years, because he's 65, you know, do you coach at 70, 71? Maybe so. That'll have to do with what happens while he's the coach here. But what it also means right now, Matt, is that Arkansas is a major player. Right now, a major player. You don't go out and get a guy who's already known to be a Hall of Famer, unless you're a big player. And he wouldn't accept the job unless you're not, too. So this definitely, does this elevate Arkansas basketball in anybody's eyes? I think nationally it does. To the people here in the state of Arkansas, I think you're viewing this in a way that, yeah, it's shocking, but maybe the coach, maybe John Calipari views the Razorbacks the same way that you do.
Yeah, we didn't go out and get Jerome Tang. You went out and got an all-star. I think you got to give Hunter Yurecek and is it John Tyson? You got to give both of those guys a big old sloppy kiss, man. Give them a kiss. Give them a gold star. They won. That's as good as it. Right now, those are your two big winners right here, and we'll see. You know, Calipari, hopefully he still feels like he has something to prove, because his last 5 years aren't up to par for him. So hopefully let's say he does what he did at Kentucky the last 5 years. It doesn't get any better than that. You know, are you still that excited about it? You know, you're hoping that he elevates it and does better than what he's been doing the last 5 years. So it is. It's time for a change, I think, for both sides.
All right, we're up against a break, so we've got a break and get to your phone
calls.
In just a moment.
You don't ever give Bubba a big old kiss. You just give him gold stars, right?
So stars. I haven't figured out whether or not I'm ready to give you kisses or not yet, Matt. But then again, if I tried to kiss your cheek, I'd miss because there's too much beard.
Well, let's give one of your gold stars to Hunter Yurecek and to Mr. Tyson.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. March is Seltzer Month. Try the Mr. Beast Variety Pack, Smirnoff Smash Vodka Sodas, New High Noon Variety Packs, Absolute Vodka Cranberry Variety Packs, and Clubtail Crushers. Come by Eastside Liquor at 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith for all your liquor needs. Now, back to the podcast.
I need to be giving stars out to Hunter Yurecek and to John Tyson for being the two who, as far as we know right now, we're able to attract John Calipari to be the new head coach at Arkansas. This is bigger, Matt, than any star I have in the radio booth. It's bigger.
Is it a Galactico?
This would be a Galactico star, yes. This is a five star. That's exactly right. So I'm going to have to buy them out of all of the stars they've got here. They've got silver stars, gold stars, and black stars, bigger than the ones I have. And I pretty much know what I'm spending my money on today. Anything in there catch your eye?
They got an eclipse basket going on. The eclipse T-shirt with some eclipse snacks. We got two tickets to an Arkansas versus Texas Tech game. That's April 16th. The Red Raiders coming into town. Then again, that $25 gift certificate to the Party Place. With also, it comes with a $45 gift certificate to Jim's Razorback Pizza. Lots of stuff in here. Man, it's pretty cool. I saw a Ninja Turtle costume, saw a Luigi costume. So it's they got it going on.
You know, when some of the names got thrown out there for who could be the next coach at Arkansas, there was nothing like this. Even a coach like Chris Beard that has probably all the credentials to be really successful at Arkansas, and I know, you know, he was potentially back in the mix, that would have been a hire that I don't know would have united an entire fan base. And a lot of that had to do with whatever happened with Beard and his fiance, but there would have certainly been a lot of people, more that would still support, but some that would say, I can't get with this. And for a whole different story, Jerome Tang would not have been the kind of hire that unites a fan base. You know, John Calipari is leaving Kentucky, and that's a fan base that's pretty fractured right now. And of course, it all has to do with with does he stay or does he go. And now what you've done here is Hunter Yurecek, and I have to throw John Tyson in there anytime I mention Hunter's name with this, if this is the reason that Cal is coming to coach here. They've united the whole thing, Matt. The whole fan base, even those who might wonder about Cal previously and would have their mind made up that they don't like his antics and things he might have said here and there. I feel like this is the kind of hire, and it's difficult to do. I think it's united the fan base. It feels like this is something that just about everybody can get behind.
Well, you know, it's like your coach Tomlin. It's definitely a splash. It's pretty cool. It's a good day to be a Razorback fan. I think he makes us better. It's going to be interesting to see who he brings in from his transfer portal from the guys that commit him to at Kentucky. And I think the first 2 years, Phil, are going to be the most important. I think this first year is definitely important. But after 2 years, you want to see, I think it's going to be interesting, you know. So these first couple years are going to be the most important.
So the first thing you got to do is put a team together. Well, the first thing you got to do is put pen to paper, have a press conference, and win the press conference. Which also means, by the way, we get Bob Holt on the show every Thursday. All of the back and forth with Bob and Coach Cal over the years, now you get this on a game-by-game basis. You'll get this on a weekly basis between Bob Holt and John Calipari. Hey, we even have it when Bob comes on the show, we play his own personal open for him. And Bob asked him, why do you always ask about Arkansas? And Bob answers back, why do you always want to talk about Kentucky? We can now get this sort of fun banter back and forth like for 7 months out of the year. This is just, it's appointment entertainment. And truthfully, we've got to be watching these press conferences as they happen.
I hope he hangs a banner. I hope when he wears one of those, $500 suits, which I know they're probably more than $500, that every once in a while he might pay homage to Nolan Richardson and wear some cowboy boots. But yeah, you want to have success. I think that's one of the things you want. You want to add a banner to Bud Walton. It's a little bear. If you think about basketball wise, we got an SEC tournament win. What was that? 2000 year 2000, you know, mm-hmm. That's the last time that you've really done anything to hang a banner. So it'd be cool to win an SEC regular season title, be cool to win a SEC conference tournament, go to a Final Four, have some success. You can see it. You see it coming. So
you can't help but let your mind run a little wild with that.
hey, we didn't hire Jerome Tang, like you said. You know, we went out and got a dude, and I don't see any reason you go out and go get Coach Calipari and handcuff him. I think you're gonna give him the resources that you have, and let him go out there and pick his team for the next 4 or 5 years. And if somebody who knows how to pick athletes, Phil, his Kentucky teams are always athletic. So you got to think that part's not going to change, that we will be more athletic. And I keep telling it to you, you know, these coaches that win, they have NBA talent on the rosters. Coach Musk made a little run. He had NBA guys on his roster. Coach Calipari won a national title. He had 7 NBA guys on that roster. So you got to go out and you got to have some dudes.
JT wonders if this is the kind of thing that every fan can get behind. Is there anybody out there that's listening right now that is against this hire? Let me know. I haven't seen a single text about it yet. 877-377-6963. Haven't seen a single tweet that's critical of it. This to me feels like the kind of thing that you can never be fully 100% right, but it's like 99%. It feels like everybody's really positive about this. Look, Cal has won immediately everywhere he's gone. I mean, it took to his second year at UMass to get a winning season. It took to his third year to win 20, and then they make the NCAA tournament his fourth year with 30 wins, and by the time he's in his last year there, they're in the Final Four with Marcus Camby. Memphis, immediate. 2 years after, they're in the NCAA tournament. That was a rebuild of a program. Kentucky was a different thing, but they just kept winning the moment that he got there. Arkansas, this is a rebuild, though. I mean, this is a rebuild. I guess I'm wondering... So you only know that there's two players that are still on the Razorback roster right now. Isaiah Elohim, incoming freshman, Trevin Brazil. Although we don't know whether Brazil is really back or not, because the tweet that came out last week was fake. I'm assuming some of these kids from Kentucky come here. And that's what I got to follow. I don't know if you know anything about this today, because you haven't had the press conference yet. But those are some of the kids that I can't imagine are in at least... thinking about this. Now, whether or not Drake becomes a Razorback fan because Cal is the coach here, I don't know if we want...
I don't know that we want... Yeah.
Do you want that?
I don't know.
My daughter would be perfectly okay seeing Drake wearing Razorback red. I don't know if I would be.
You know, you think about this SEC basketball conference as a whole, Phil. Oklahoma and Texas, they're about to get their feet wet in the SEC. It's an absolute loaded SEC. Who's going to be the next Kentucky head ball coach? It's not going to be some chump. You know, they're going to go out and get somebody who's a real ball coach. The SEC, it's wild. It's very competitive right now.
Got to be working it right now. I mean, must sign pen to paper Thursday. It's Monday. This seems to been finalized yesterday.
Oh, and there is a national championship game tonight.
There is? No, there isn't. There's no more college basketball, Matt. The season's over now that everyone's talking about coaching carousel. That's the craziest thing about this. It's even like last night or yesterday afternoon, I'm watching the South Carolina-Iowa game.
How big? Oh, my goodness, yeah.
It was a great game, but there's more talk about Caitlin Clark than there was about the national champions, than there was about a team that went undefeated. After going undefeated until losing to Iowa last year in the Final Four, there was more talk about Caitlin Clark. And she's outstanding and everything, but how about the undefeated national champions? Today, I feel like I think this will be a great game tonight. Really, this ought to be a great game tonight. But it's not right on the forefront of everybody's mind because, look, I mean, there would have been other coaching changes and somebody hired today at some point. Maybe if there was a hire at Arkansas that wasn't John Calipari, it would have been talked about, but nowhere near at this level. And on the forefront of everybody's lips would have been South Carolina yesterday and the national championship game today, but it's not. Like the title game is like secondary now.
Zach Edey will foul out tonight and UConn will win by double digits.
Eddie from Amity is on the McClarty Daniel hotline. Eddie, appreciate your phone call. What's going on?
Well, I think we sold our soul to the devil.
Well, here's somebody are you in with the hire or no?
I'm wearing a Black Sabbath t-shirt, if that tells you anything.
Okay. You're happy with it then.
For rock and roll, man. I love it.
Oh, that's great.
I hear myself on the radio. I love it. I really love it. Dang it. I can't believe it. I mean, now, I mean, I've heard the other station and y'all talking about 5-year expectations. Dang it. I'm going first year expectations. What I'm wondering about, and I'm thinking it's going to be like a steamroller.
That's kind of what the expectation is, right? I mean, that's what you think when you see a guy like Callie's coming to coach here. Yeah, hit the ground running and make it to the Final Four and a national championship that first year, right? Well, I tell you what, in today's day and age of college basketball, you can pull it off. You really can. Eddie, for a moment there, I wasn't sure that he was in on this. If he says he sold your soul to the devil, but yeah, wearing a Black Sabbath t-shirt, I can understand. Robert and Van Buren is the one guy who says that he's not a fan of this and that it'll keep him from watching Razorback baseball. He just can't get behind John Calipari. I'm sure there are some fans out there that feel like that. They just have never been a fan of his, don't like the antics, the way he might communicate, the cheating from before paying players that has been the reason why a couple of those Final Fours don't count anymore. And you would have had to go through the same kind of thoughts in your mind if you would have hired Will Wade or if Chris Beard would have been the coach. Nobody's ever going to be 100% behind a coach, but I feel like with this one, it's got to be closer to 100% than any coach that I've ever been around for this for a coaching carousel hire like this.
Well, the thing I would ask would be what does Coach Calipari's former players say about him? You know, I think he still has a good relationship, and they all, you know, that's the relationship factor there that's going to be going forward. I think that's a key thing when you're looking at it.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hickey and Hull Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hull Law Partners specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Well, let's get right into this deal with John Calipari as the next Razorback head coach. Do we have any sense of when to expect an announcement or when there may be a presser or anything that you might have heard?
I think, well, he has to talk to his team first, and the word is he's doing that like maybe now or in an hour or whatever. That's supposed to be soon. That has to happen first. And then they would make the announcement once he tells you. You know, that's just common courtesy to tell your players first. And then they'll announce it, and then he will come in here, and probably, I'm thinking maybe tomorrow, but I guess it could be later today, but probably tomorrow.
What are...
Go ahead,
yeah,
Matt.
Phil and I were talking earlier. What are expectations? I mean, is it you got to hang a banner, right? The Final Four, national championship, being relevant again. You don't handcuff Coach Calipari and not give him the keys or give him the resources. I mean, we're gonna be comparable in NIL. I mean, we're expecting a Final Four, right?
Well, the whole deal was, and I knew of Johnny Tyson's close personal relationship with Calipari. It was no secret. Every time they came in here, you'd always see Tyson with him. They'd go out to Herman's. There's a video of them out at Herman's when everybody's calling the hogs and Calipari's sitting there. But he had always spoken very highly of Arkansas, had made comments that the Arkansas job was one of the best jobs in the country. And so when all this came up, I thought, well, maybe that's a possibility, but you don't hear anything, and it was all about Beard for a while, and I thought, well, maybe Cal's just not interested. But I did keep being told when all these people were freaking out because of all these names that were being mentioned that nobody wanted, I was told, hey, you know, your check knows what he's doing. You guys just need to be a little bit patient. And then yesterday morning, I started hearing some Calipari talk, and so start trying to check it out. And I think what you'll find is there was a bunch of people in the media that knew that it was probably going to happen, but they were all spooked because of the whole Chris Beard thing. And they didn't want to end up jumping the gun and looking dumb. And Wes Moore called me, and he told me, he said, I think I'm going to go with it. And I said, well, this is why everybody's waiting. And he said, yeah, I know. He said, you could be wrong about somebody like Chris Beard. You can't be wrong about Calipari. If you tell people he's coming, he better come or you're going to be ruined. I said, yeah, that's pretty much it. And I said, you know, things can fall through. I remember the time that Orville wrote that Ken Hatfield was going to be fired. And he got it from Frank. What better source is it than Frank? But what he didn't know was that when Frank went over to get permission to fire him, he was told no. And Frank didn't usually get told no. So things can always fall through. And so Wes said, well, I got to decide. And what he did, which I think is brilliant, he ended up putting out a statement or whatever saying he's going to be the next head coach unless there's some last-minute complications, which he kind of covered his base on that. And once he did that, everybody else jumped in. It was like, whoa, we should have done this. So I give him a lot of credit. And it's, guys, you know, there's a lot of talk that, well, he was having all these problems at Kentucky. He'll have problems here. Look, when you're the head coach at Kentucky, it's like walking around in a lead suit every waking hour. It's just there's pressure on you all the time. And when you take the floor as a Kentucky Wildcat player, every team you play is going to give you their best shot. That's just the way it is. And I think he'll get a fresh start here. He won't face some of the issues, at least not initially, that he did there. The main thing is they've got a huge problem right now with putting a roster together next year. And there is absolutely nobody that they could have hired that would be better equipped to solve that problem than John Calipari.
Well, you got to do it through the portal, you would imagine. But then there's also, I think there's, what, five or six freshmen or high school players that had signed to play for Cal at Kentucky, and that's the first place I think a lot of people are looking now is do some of these kids who had not put a Kentucky uniform on yet follow Cal to Arkansas? And this is the same conversation as, are you signing to play for a program or are you signing to play for a coach? And I think in this day and age, especially with the idea that the NIL money that they're getting with Cal as the coach, I can't imagine that some of these kids aren't at least going to follow him to Fayetteville.
Well, exactly. And one's already decommitted, hasn't said where he's going, but he's decommitted, and he's their big 7'1" center. So that would be a good start. It hasn't been confirmed that he's coming here, but a lot of people are speculating. And so, And there may be one or two of these guys here that hit the portal. If he looks and says, yeah, I'd take them back, they might come back. So we'll see. But look, there have been so many Arkansas fans disliked the guy because of who he was. But if you were ever around him, he's a nice guy. Grant Hall told me a story about being off somewhere one day, and Calipari just ran into him. He said he just came up and started talking to him for about 20 minutes. He remembers who you are. He talks to you. He's friendly. And the fans are going to like this guy, but the media is going to like him too. His press conferences are fun to go to. You know, they're not, you don't sit there and try to pry information out of him or watch him pout when he doesn't win. You know, he steps up and handles it.
Do the expectations of, let me ask this differently. The last 5 years, he's not been a good coach in March, and that's been in the SEC tournament, and that's been in the NCAA tournament. And a coach is what the record says, and the record right now says he was a great coach at UMass, at Memphis, and up until 5 years ago was a great coach at Kentucky. Now, I don't think you just forget how to coach the game. It's just the track record of what have you done for me lately is something that's in the back of a lot of fans' mind, of a lot of hype the last few years at Kentucky and not enough wins in March.
Absolutely. And it could happen here. But like I said, I think what you're going to see is a guy that was worn out by all that pressure. And I think you're going to see him with new energy. I think he's going to love it here. He's already said he likes it here. It's just going to be a different atmosphere. And again, when you hit that, where the upsets happen in the first and second round, when you're a two or a one or two or a three seed, and you're going up against a 13, a 14, 15 seed, your players just naturally relax. And that's where the upsets happen. They're not going to react to Arkansas the same way they would play in Kentucky. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I think I'm speculating, but I think he will revive himself here.
Hey, Mike, we do have a basketball game tonight. Are you going to be watching this game? Who is this a legacy game more? Hurley having a chance to win back-to-back national championships since the first time since Billy Donovan at Florida did it. And then Painter, just kind of some of his failures they've had in the last couple years of the NCAA tournament, finally getting over the hump, making it to this championship game. Who are you watching? You going to be pulling for anybody?
Not pulling, but I got to believe UConn will win. I mean, Alabama played maybe their best game of the year against those guys. I was amazed. They weren't just hitting threes. They were playing defense. They were going after every loose rebound, and loose balls getting batted around, and they were coming up with them. And they did all that and still ended up losing by 14. That's how good those guys are. Their defense is elite. But they also shoot really well. They're kind of a complete basketball team. You know, I've talked about how to get to the championship game and win it all, you have to be multidimensional. Well, they are that and some.
Women's game yesterday was really entertaining. And it's just, you know, Caitlin Clark has this amazing first quarter, and Carolina was able to at least diminish some of her impact afterwards. And you just have to stand. All right, so we're talking about a guy, John Calipari, who has built three programs into Final Four programs, but it's kind of tough to stay at that level for a very long time. And Kentucky obviously has had a fall off. Look at what Dawn Staley has done at South Carolina. You know, I mean, she's got to be on the short list of one of the greatest coaches of all time in that sport, whether men or women. You know, I mean, Geno's got more titles, Pat Summitt's got more titles, but right now she's got the beast, and she's one of the best.
Yeah, if she keeps at it, she'll close in on that. She'll approach what they've done. And it's tough when you're on a roll like they are. Everybody gives you their best shot, and it's hard to stay at that level. I mean, Nolan, getting ready to go out and talk to him again about this Calipari hire, but he told me the last time I was out there about a month ago, he said the thing that still haunts him is that second 95 Final Four when he lost in the championship game. He said, I go to sleep and I think about it, and I wake up and I think about it. It's just so hard to repeat. And so I don't know. When you do what she's done, and Pat Summitt did it, and you know, Geno did it. I mean, that's elite to be able to do that.
All right, last thing, and then I know you got Nolan later today. You told me that you're going to be talking with Nolan Richardson. Obviously, it's 30 years after the national championship, but there's a little bit more to talk to now, and I'm really fascinated to hear his opinions on John Calipari to Arkansas, and I know you must be too.
Yes, absolutely, and another thing I'm going to ask him about is a conversation I had with somebody that has ties to college coaches and knows what they're thinking and saying. And I had this conversation with this person the other day, and I said, I don't understand why Juracek is having to go out and find all these people. They should be coming to him. Arkansas is a top five job, in my mm-hmm. opinion, even after a bad year. And he said, oh, no, it's fallen off. The word among coaches now is it's a second-tier job. And so I asked Nolan about that on the phone. He said, guy's nuts. He said, it's a top five job. I ought to know. I had it. So that's one of the things I'm going to talk to him about, is this should not come as a surprise. To me, Calipari shows that he knows what Arkansas is, and some of these other people didn't know.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.